Să capăt în vârșa, cu prezentul de vârșa, să fie ce n-am avut în evie past time that we read yesterday. Who remembers? Yes.
The book, the cowboys, fight, and the losers have to carry the news on their shoulders.
Yes.
One sword carried away, Columbus were carried away alone.
Yes. Krishna had arranged it, so Pulambasura was on his side, and he threw the match, so his side lost. So Pulambasura was the loser, and he carried Balaram. He wanted to carry him far away from where? Bandiravan, and from Krishna. And he was going to attack him and kill him. When Balaram understood that this was no coward boy. And after a few moments, with one punch, Pulambasura was finished. He had died. He was killed. So, pastimes continue. This one is chapter 19. It is entitled Swallowing the Forest Fire. These are all very coward boy pastimes. And what were the boys doing? They were, on one level, they were herding the cows. This is what they do. But this is what the service they're doing. But for them, it's just fun. They're out in the fields, out in the forest. The cows are grazing. And they're just playing and playing and playing. But this is something that happened one day. As they were playing and herding the cows, they forgot all about the cows. Because that's also the nature of boys. They get so involved in their playing, they forget everything else. So this is the first text in this chapter. And Krishna willing, we shall finish the entire chapter today. It's quite short, only 16 verses. This is the shortest of the chapters. Sri Sukhavacha, Sukadeva Goswami said, Kridas Sakteshu Gopeshu Tad Gavo Dura Charinai. Dura means very far. Charina, they wandered while they were grazing, very far. Svairam charantyo vi vishus trina lobena gavaram. They were lobena. What does loba mean? Greedy for trina. Trinada pi sunichena. What is trina?
Grass.
So they were greedy to eat some, to graze. And therefore they wandered far away. Here is the translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, while the cowherd boys were completely absorbed in playing, the cows wandered far away. They hungered for more grass, and with no one to watch them, they entered a dense forest. Here is Sukadeva Goswami as a comment to this text. Coincidentally, even though the Lord is acting in an ordinary way, another superworldly pastime occurs. Beyond this world, he begins to exhibit again. He's acting in an ordinary way, but now and then he gets the opportunity to exhibit his superhuman powers, because ultimately he has unlimited powers. Or you could say, but all those unlimited powers are fully manifest when he's acting as a coward boy. His power of beauty, all the shaktis, all the energies serve him. So these are the sweetest of the sweet pastimes, but sometimes his super worldly, beyond worldly pastimes occur. Although they were being protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was close by, out of greed for sense enjoyment, they wandered far away from him. Now, this is something that devotees should keep in mind. out of greed, even though they were with Krishna, out of greed for sense enjoyment, they wandered far away from him. And because of their acting whimsically, they experienced suffering. This is Sanatana Goswami's words. Such should be understood as the unspoken implication. So Sanatana Goswami has just spoken it. Nevertheless, because of the greatness of his mercy, Krishna's mercy, very soon their welfare will be assured, as we shall see further on. Second verse. Ajagavo mahishyascha. Ajja. What is ajja? Anyone know? Huh? Yes, different ajja. Ajja. Huh? Goats. You looked. And mahish means buffaloes, and gavo is cows. So goats, cows, buffaloes. Liva shantyo vanadvanam. They wandered from forest to forest. Ichat tavim navivishu krandando davatarshitaha. So passing from one part of the great forest to another, the goats, cows, and buffaloes, and one of the acharyas says that they're named in the order of the speed that they travel. The goats are the fastest, the cows are in between, and the buffaloes are really slow. Isn't there an Australian expression of, what is it, buffhead? Buffhead? What is that? What is that? What does that mean? That means buffhead means what? Do they speak that language in New Zealand too? Is that, yeah. What is it? It means specifically buffalo brained or what? Something like that. It derived from that. Very slow. So they eventually entered an area overgrown with sharp canes. The heat of a nearby forest fire made them thirsty, and they cried out in distress. They were caught. They had wandered far away. And there was a nearby forest fire, and they were in a forest, muntavya, as it says later, of sharp canes. Hard and sharp canes, and therefore, due to the fire, they were hot and thirsty, and they were in great distress, and they began to cry out to Krishna, and they were far away. They had wandered far away. So not seeing the cows before them, well, let me read Sanatana Goswami's comment to second text. The particular order of description of the goats and so on is because in that order they travel with relative speed. Davana means by the forest fire, and thus they were made thirsty by the heat of the forest fire. Or else they were made thirsty by the heat of the sun during the summer season, because again, this is in the sun, the summer season, which is just like a fire, and therefore they were crying. Text 3. Not seeing the cows before them, Krishna and Balaram, Krishna, Rama, and their cowherd friends suddenly felt repentant for having neglected them, because their responsibility was to herd the cows. And secondarily, they were playing. But their playing became the main thing they were doing, and they forgot the cows. And the boys searched all around, so they have, for having neglected them, they felt repentant. And the boys searched all around, but they could not discover where they had gone, because they had wandered far away from one forest to another. And now, a forest fire nearby was there, and they were in canes, a difficult place. And the cows were, and goats and buffaloes were feeling very thirsty and distressed because of the heat. Srila Swami comments on this third text, or rather, Sanatana Goswami comments. Sri Krishna is mentioned first in the verse, because it's Krishna Rama Dayas Tada. Krishna, led by Krishna and Balaram, then the cowherd boys felt remorse. Sri Krishna is mentioned first because his being especially eager for novelty. And because Lord Sri Balaram is his follower, or else because Krishna is always eager for something new. And just imagine, in one sense, because when someone defines God, part of the definition that he's Sarvagya. What does Sarvagya mean? He's all-knowing. So does that mean, if he knows everything, that means he can't be surprised by anything? And if he can't be surprised by anything, that means he lacks something, the ability to be surprised. So this is a great dilemma. But actually, although Krishna does know everything, he still can be surprised. But he's eager for surprises. And the surprises come not with anything. There's no novelty in the material world, because everything in the material world works strictly under the control, ultimately, of Krishna, but the laws of material nature work very strictly here. There's no, practically speaking, no freedom. Just like in the prison house, everyone is restricted and controlled so greatly. Every prisoner, all the crims, as they say, they're controlled very, very heavily, stringently. But outside, there's so much more freedom outside the prison. So in the spiritual world, there is freedom, there is novelty. Because Krishna's pastimes, as Krishna is ever fresh and always doing new, wonderful things, and there is no influence of, there is no control by time. Time here dominates in the material world, but in the spiritual world, time is the servant of Krishna's pleasure. So Krishna's lila shakti, potency for creating pastimes, creates always novel and wonderful pastimes. So Krishna is especially eager for novelty, Sanatana Goswami says. And because Lord Sri and Balaram is his follower, or else the inability to see the cows and so forth on the part of the two of them is because they, by nature, like very much to enjoy adventures, and especially to inspire a sense of wonder in such personalities as Sri Sukadev, who is going to speak this wonderful pastime. For they like to perform wonderful, extraordinary pastimes, that those who hear and speak the pastimes, the students of their pastimes, like Sukadev Goswami, Sanatana Goswami says, who are students of the pastime, will become amazed and therefore feel ecstasy and their love increases. Or else, because they were so much entangled with the cows and other animals out of affection for them, they lost their proper sense. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, the word Krishna Ramadaya indicates Krishna's being absorbed in such a pastime as will reveal his special quality. Becoming remorseful, the coward boys could not understand their own positions. This could occur because of love for the cows, and thus their knowledge of their own positions became covered over. What was their positions?
They were with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were the most exalted of persons, in fact, being allowed to intimately associate with Krishna. But that knowledge became covered by their love for the cow, so therefore they were in anxiety and remorse. We've done something wrong. What will happen to the cows? What happens if we go home without the cows? They've wandered away. Everyone will be so upset. Our whole livelihood depends on this. So in this way, they were full of remorse, forgetting who they actually were, as Krishna forgets who he is sometimes. And we heard how Balaram, one of the acharyas commented that Balaram for a moment became frightened, forgetting who he was, and then Krishna reminded him, you've come to destroy demons. You're the super soul. You kill Pralambasura. Text 4. Then the boys began tracing out the cow's path by noting their hoof prints and the blades of grass the cows had broken with their hooves and teeth. All the coward boys were in great anxiety because they had lost their sense of livelihood, because they were fully in the mood of coward boys. Srila Sridhar Swami comments, by grasses which had been broken by the hooves and the teeth of these cows, and by the places in the ground which were marked by their hoof prints, or else the grasses which were marked by the hoof prints. By following these, they found the path of the cows. Sanatana Goswami says, and then they became Nasta Ajivya Vacheta Saha. In text 4, that's the final words, Nasta Ajivya Vacheta Saha. And that means they were in anxiety, Vacheta Saha. They were in anxiety because they were fearing that they lost their livelihood. Sanatana Goswami says, they became full of anxiety, Nasta Ajivya Vacheta Saha. Because since by their very nature, when they act in such pastimes of tending the cows, they assume such characteristics of depending on the cows. Or else, they became just like persons who have lost their minds because of losing their livelihood. Yet nevertheless, they searched out the path of the cows by the hoof prints which had been produced along the shore of the Jamuna and in other places. Probably want to open the door just a little bit. Text 5. So much anxiety. So within the Munja forest, that's the forest of canes, sharp canes, the cowherd boys finally found their valuable cows who had lost their way and were crying. Then the boys, thirsty and tired, herded the cows onto the path back home. Sanatana Goswami comments.
Shortcoming.
Then, finding them perfectly, by all good fortune, still together in one place, they hadn't wandered off into hundreds of groups because there were so many cows, thousands of cows, so they didn't disperse. They were all in a group, a herd. So by all good fortune, they were still together in one place. They properly turned the cows back quickly and keeping them together from the forest of the canes, the Munja forest. The cows and the other animals were thirsty and also tired because of having wandered around so much. They were lost. The heat was there from the forest fire. Text 6. Ta ahuta bhagavata megha gambira gira swanam nam ninadam shutva prati nedu paharshitaha. Ta ahuta bhagavata megha gambira gira. He called the cows. Krishna was with them and he was calling them by their names. With his voice, mega gambira. Gambira means deep. And where Mahaprabhu, where he stayed in Jagannath Puri, that is called the Gambira, because it is very deep, because the deepest emotions were experienced there. So, his voice, mega gambira. His voice was as deep as a mega, a cloud, the rumbling of the clouds. He's calling their name. Swanamnam. He was calling them by their own names. And hearing Krishna calling them, he was calling them by their names. Krishna, their Lord, the one who they loved so much, was speaking their names in a very deep voice. And they became greatly enlivened. This verse responds to the question. In the previous verse it said they found the cows. And this verse responds to the question of how did they find the cows? So Krishna's calling them with his deep voice. Was how they found them. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead called out to the animals in a voice that resounded like a rumbling cloud.
Hearing the sound of their own names, the cows were overjoyed and called out to the Lord and replied. Vishwanath Sanatana Goswami comments on text 6. It has been stated in the previous verse, finding them, and thus describing the details of this, how they found them. It is also described how the transcendental crown jewel of the cowherd boys satisfied the cows. So Krishna did that to increase their ecstasy. And being called by their names, they were especially enlivened by that sound. That's Sankirtan. That's Sanatana Goswami's comments. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, it has been stated, finding them, and now in reply to the inquiry, how is this done, is spoken this verse beginning Krishna. Showing himself, he called the cows. Ta means them, the cows and other animals. Then they responded by mooing. The cows responded by mooing. Text 7. Suddenly, a great forest fire appeared on all sides, threatening to destroy all the forest creatures. Like a chariot driver, the wind swept the forest onward. The fire onward, and terrible sparks shot in all directions. Terrifying. Indeed, the great fire extended its tongues of flame toward all moving and non-moving creatures. That forest fire that was distant, driven, like a chariot driver drives a chariot by the wind, that forest fire surrounded them with sparks shooting in all directions. It had tongues of flames that were devouring, like the tongue is used to devour food, the tongues of its flames. And indeed, the forest, the flames are actually shaped like tongues. It was beginning to devour toward all the moving and non-moving creatures. The non-moving creatures were all the canes and the trees in that area, and the grass, and the moving creatures were the different animals, and the cows and goats and buffaloes, and even the cowherd boys. The purport here. Just as Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys were about to take their cows back home, the forest fire previously mentioned raged out of control and surrounded all of them. They were beginning to become terrified. The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I'll read his comment over here. Just as Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys were about to take their cows back home, a terrible forest fire, Dava Dhumaketu, raged out of control and surrounded them. It is said that this fire was actually a friend of Pralamba. Like a chariot driver, the wind whipped the fire into fierce flames. Text 8. As the cows and cowherd boys stared at the forest fire attacking them on all sides, they became fearful. The boys, and there is a great lesson to be learned in this, because the material world is compared, the same word is used, samsara dava nalalita loka. Dava nala means forest fire. The material world is actually compared to a forest fire. But from this forest fire of the material world, there can be no escape. It's surrounding everyone. Sometimes the flames seem far away, sometimes they seem close. But ultimately, the tongues of the flames of the forest fire of this material world will burn to ashes everybody. That's the expression, everybody. But everybody will be burned. The soul, of course, will not be burned, but everybody will be burned.
So what do the cowherd boys do when they're in this fearful situation? The boys then approach Krishna and Balaram for shelter. Just as those who are disturbed by fear of death approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the boys address them as follows. We'll read Sanatana Goswami. This is Could you look in is there a first canto of the Bhagavatam there? Look in the last chapter of the first canto, 19. Or if it's there, wanting to bring it to me. There's a reference here that I didn't check. I want to see what it is. Is that the final volume? Yes. Wrong reference. Okay. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments. Seeing it, Apatyam coming with great speed, they understand the forest fire to be fierce and unsurmountable. Surrendering to Hari, because Hari means he who takes away, the remover of all distress, so he takes away all distress. He, who is also Krishna, the bestower of the supreme ecstasy, so he takes. Krishna takes and gives. This is a loving relationship, means giving and taking, taking and giving, giving and taking, taking and giving. So what does Krishna take? Distress. And what does he give? The supreme ecstasy. He is Hari. And they approach him for shelter, saying, please protect us, please protect us, Sabalam. So Bala means together with Sri Balaram, so that while they were entreating Sri Krishna, Baladev may also assist. They approach Krishna in the same mood as persons who are disturbed by fear of mrityu, the cycle of material existence is symptomized by death, or else literally afraid of death. This is stated as the exemplification of their speaking in fear and distress. And by this, it is subtly implied the absence of fear of death on the part of the cowherd boys, because they were taking shelter of Krishna. And furthermore, just as previously, it is indicated that it is simply on account of separation from the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they are afraid, which will also be shown clearly later on. Because this is there was another forest fire right after. In two chapters ago, we read about it after Krishna chastised Kaliya, there was a forest fire, and they were also afraid. But they were afraid ultimately only of separation from Krishna, that this forest fire will somehow separate me from Krishna. They had no other thought, practically speaking, because their love was so intense. So that's the comment of Sanatana Goswami. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on text 8 as follows. Remembering that Garga Muni had said, this boy will protect you from all dangers, the cowherd boys asked Krishna, why was this happening? And they addressed him as follows in text 9. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavira, He Rama Moga Vikrama Davagnina Dayamanam Prapanam Tatram Artita. This means Krishna, Krishna, oh Krishna, they called out, taking shelter of him. Oh Krishna, Mahavira, oh most powerful one. Hey Rama, oh Balaram, oh Ram, Amoga Vikrama. whose prowess, whose power is never thwarted, it cannot be stopped. Dava Agnina, by the forest fire, Dayamanam, who are being burned, Prapanam, we who are surrendered to you are being burned. By this forest fire, Tratam Artitaha, Artaha, please save we who are being burned by this forest fire. When we learn to call out with Krishna, to Krishna with complete shelter, Na'eva Arhati Abhidattam Rai Tarma Kinshana Gochana, having no shelter within this material world, then Krishna will always be there to protect. Sanatana Goswami comments on this text, text 9. Mahavira, powerful, very powerful, is an address of Sri Krishna, who has great power, since by his cleverness, Pralambasura was directly killed by the hands of his elder brother. Amogha Vikrama, moreover, is an address to Sri Baladev, because he killed the great demon simply with one fist. Thus the coward boys state how they, Krishna and Balaram, are capable of delivering them. And indeed, it is true. Prayer continues. Text 10. Nunan twad bandhava Krishna na chahantya vasvaditam vayam hi savadamagya twan natas twad parayana. Krishna, certainly your own friends shouldn't be destroyed. O knower of the nature of all things, we have accepted you as our Lord, and we are soul surrendered unto you. This was their prayer. Two prayers here. Please protect us. It is not proper that we are surrendered to you. How could this be happening? You know the proper nature of all things. We accept you as our Lord. We are surrendered to you. Your friends shouldn't be destroyed in this way. Sanatana Goswami comments. Having first offered an entreaty to both of them, Krishna and Balaram, on account of their natural sentiment of friendship, or because such is appropriate for that moment, but since they are agitated with fear, they now address Sri Krishna in particular, because of special affection for him, and because of their appreciating that he has special power. The coward boys express that they do not deserve to experience any suffering. What then to speak of being devoured by a forest fire? The idea is that we should not be allowed to suffer this pain. They prove how they are his friend in the word beginning with vayam. Vayam means we. You know, we are yours. We meaning all of us. If we say we have to go, that means all of us have to go, so that includes Krishna. So we are together. It is not proper that we are being devoured and suffer. The word he is in the sense of but, which is used in order to make more specific what was stated previously. They are saying that even those who simply have any sort of relationship with you should not suffer destruction, whereas we are your intimate devotees. Therefore, the idea is we are incapable of abandoning your lotus feet. And this you know very well, as stated. You know the Dharma or Swabhava or the nature of all things. We are incapable. The nature, our very nature, is that we are incapable of abandoning your lotus feet. And if even ordinary devotees who take shelter of you will never be destroyed, Kanteya Pratijani Hi Name Bhakta Panashati. Krishna has Arjuna promised this. So what to speak of we who are so intimately connected with you? And Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments. Short comment. The boys said, Krishna, you should not act so that your friends experience suffering like other people. Very simple. Text 11.
Sri Suka Uvacha.
Vacho Nishamya Kripanam Bandunam Bhagavan Hari Nimalayatam Mabhaishta Loshanan Yitavasata.
Sukadev Goswami said, hearing these pitiful words from his friends, the Supreme Lord Krishna told them, just close your eyes and do not be afraid. There is a funny joke. I think it's funny. Jokes are supposed to be funny. Which is just the opposite. It's the kind of joke that's similar to what Krishna is telling the cowherd boys, but without the person on the other end, without having the piety to be like the cowherd boys. One man was running on a mountain, and he fell off the cliff. And right below him, there was a drop of hundreds and hundreds of feet, and there were sharp rocks below him. And as he was falling, he grabbed onto the root of a tree. And he was holding on, and he was looking down. And suddenly, he saw that the earth started coming out. And he was terrified. He looked down. And his piety came out. And he knew that he was finished. And he began, is there anyone up there? Is there anyone up there? Oh Lord, are you there? Are you there? Are you there, oh Lord? Please help. And suddenly he heard a voice. And said, the voice said, oh my son, let go. I shall protect you. He looked down at all the rocks below, hundreds of feet below. He looked up again and said, is there anyone else up there? The cowherd boys were not that type of devotees. When Krishna said, close your eyes and do not be afraid. Oh, we'll see what happens. Purport. This verse clearly reveals the simple, sublime relationship between Krishna and his pure devotees. The absolute truth, the Supreme Almighty Lord, is actually a young, blissful cowherd boy named Krishna. God is youthful and his mentality is playful. When he saw that his beloved friends were terrified of the forest fire, he simply told them to close their eyes and not be afraid. Then Lord Krishna acted, as described in the next verse. Sanatana Goswami comments, text 11. By his nature, Lord Hari is the remover of all distress. He is also Bhagavan, eager to exhibit his unlimited qualities of affection for his devotees. In this specific incident, having heard the words of his friends, which were pitiful, being filled with distress, he thus said, close your eyes, out of his tendency to enjoy novel, unique pastimes. The factual meaning is as follows. Because these cowherd boys are under the sway of exclusive devotion for me, they consider my welfare, disregarding their own welfare, more important than even than their own lives. Therefore, if they see me drinking the fire, which was what Krishna was going to do, out of fear of danger to me, they will enter within this forest fire. They will try to protect me. Krishna was going to enter, he was going to drink the forest fire as he did. He was going to consume it in that way as he did, in a similar way to when they were by the Jamuna River after chastising Kaliya. So he said they're going to be in so much distress if they see me doing this. They care not about themselves. They care only about me. So they will enter in that fire to stop me, to protect me. So therefore, for this reason, I must drink it, the fire, unobserved by them. Previous, he did not speak like this to Sri Nanda. And the others, because of after the Kaliya passed, I mean, he wouldn't tell them to close their eyes. Why? Because they were fathers and superiors, so it was because of reverential feelings towards them, whereas these boys are his friends, and it is fitting that he play in such a way with them. So he said, close your eyes. Such is the explanation. Or else, he has spoken thus in order to invisibly bring them immediately to Bandiraman for the purpose of playing a trick. But Krishna, after saying, close your eyes, may be questioned, O most clever one, how can the fire be driven away simply by closing our eyes? In reply to this, he says, do not fear, the implication being, I shall protect you. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, close your eyes. The idea is that the Lord has considered that it would be improper for them to see him drinking the fire. And it would be proper for them, who are very fatigued and very much suffering from heat, to be invisibly taken from that place and brought to the foot of the Bandira tree. What is that? Oh. You have one too. I didn't know that. You don't work in a hospital. You're not allowed to have one. So, the Bandira tree, we heard in the last chapter that Bandira tree was so big and so cooling, and it protected from the rain. So he thought it would be very, they were suffering so much and so tired, it would be best if they were invisibly taken from that place and brought to the foot of the Bandira tree, the shade of which is very cooling. But it may be questioned, O most clever one, how can the fire be driven away simply by closing your eyes? That is replied to by the Lord, do not fear, implying there is no other means of deliverance than that. Meaning, do what I say, take shelter of me, close your eyes. Text 12. All right, the boys replied, tata, tateti, and immediately closed their eyes. Then the Supreme Lord, the master of all mystic power, opened his mouth and swallowed the terrible fire, saving his friends from danger. Purport. The coward boys were suffering from extreme fatigue, hunger and thirst, and were about to be consumed by a horrible forest fire. All this is indicated by the word kritrat. And Sanatana Goswami comments, tateti means so be it, or translated here, all right. But it may be questioned, how did he drink such a fire through his transcendental mouth? This is answered by the word yoga disha, meaning the controller of all special inconceivable opulences. In other words, by his potency, it became just like a simple mouthful of some beverage. He saved them in a special way by bringing them back to Bandiravan. Krishna is thinking, because of the love I have for these boys, I will not refrain from doing anything in order to demonstrate to Brahma and the others his love for his young friends. He enacted the imitation of drinking the forest fire. So deep. 13. The coward boys opened their eyes and were amazed to find not only that the cows, that they and the cows had been saved from the terrible fire, but that they had all been brought back to the Bandira tree. Srila Swami comments, brought to Bandira in an instant, then opening their eyes, they became amazed. After having carried on his own shoulders Sridham and others of his coward boyfriends who were enjoying the sport, the Lord then exhibited his personal opulence by drinking the forest fire. So he acted as an ordinary boy there, and now he was acting, showing some of his Aishwarya, his potency. Sanatana Goswami comments, then immediately after drinking, the coward boys, having returned again to Bandira, being brought without their seeing and placed where they were before, they all opened their eyes at the same time,
either by the order of the Supreme Lord or else on their own initiative. Because Krishna, Sanatana Goswami said, Krishna said before, he said, close your eyes, and they all close their eyes. And perhaps he's saying, Krishna said, now open your eyes. Surprise, here you are at Bandiravan and there's no fire. So Bandira is the name of a palm tree, which is famous throughout the world, located on the southern bank of Sri Jamuna, in a northwest direction from the Shiva temple in Sri Vrindavan. Which is the Shiva temple in Sri Vrindavan? Huh? Gopisha Mahadev. The Munja forest is south of that at a distance of 5 kroshas. Thus the two places should be understood. Both Parasara and Vaishampayana agree that on the very same day the pastimes in the Talavan and Bandira forest were performed. And we also have the description in Sri Hari Vamsa and Vishnupava of Bandiravan within Sri Vrindavan. Otherwise, after all, it would have been necessary on that very day for the countless cowherd boys and cows to once again cross over the Jamuna, which would have been impossible. Such is the explanation. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments. This is a bit not working. I'll read this one. That's 12. Then Krishna said, "O friends, you can open your eyes now. I have prevented the fire from burning you." The boys were astonished to see how they and the cows had been saved from the terrible fire. 14. When the cowherd boys saw that they had been saved from the forest fire by Krishna's mystic power, which is manifested by his internal potency, they began to think that Krishna must be a demigod. Purport. The cowherd boys of Vrindavan simply love Krishna as their only friend and exclusive object of devotion. And to increase their ecstasy, Krishna displayed to them his mystic potency and saved them from a terrible forest fire. The cowherd boys could never give up their ecstatic loving friendship with Krishna. Therefore, rather than considering Krishna to be God, after they saw his extraordinary power, they thought that perhaps he was a demigod. But since Lord Krishna was their beloved friend, they were on the same level with him, and thus they thought that they too must be demigods. In this way, Krishna's cowherd boyfriends became overwhelmed with ecstasy. And in text 13, I didn't mean to comment properly of Vishwanath. There's a bit of confusion here in my enumerations. Because the boys were asking, how is it that Krishna, how will just closing our eyes save us? Or how did Krishna save us when we closed our eyes? So one of the boys said to the other, "My dear young friends, Krishna knows very well the means of counteracting fires, poison, and so on. He knows the art of gems and mantras and magic herbs and so on. These things cannot be carried out without secrecy. And therefore, we can't do these things, chant the mantras and use his gems and herbs and so on, if we have our eyes open. So therefore, since there are so many persons here, if we simply close our eyes, that will be privacy. Krishna is addressing such thoughts in their mind. Therefore, let us hold our eyes tightly shut," saying which they shut their eyes, as stated by the word tata. Bhagavan means he who is endowed with great powers of opulence and drinking that fire, even though it was fierce, having developed a thirst for it, since it would be impossible for him to act in contradiction to his desire. But that fire became very afraid and turned into an extremely cooling, fragrant, sweet-tasting drink. When it became a mere mouthful in the palm of his hand, this is what happened when the father, this is what happened. And why, what the boys were thinking when Krishna asked them to close their eyes, and then what Krishna did when he closed his eyes. He was thirsty, as everyone was thirsty due to the fire. And therefore he decided to drink the fire. And the fire, wishing to satisfy him, became cool. And it became like a mere mouthful in the palm of his hand, like a fragrant and sweet-tasting drink. And then the master of mystic power drank it in his mouth. By such we understand his potency of Yogamaya manifested herself and said to him that for those devotees whose hearts are saturated with loving affection, remembering this event would be intolerable and give them pain. Therefore, covering the palm of his hand, she herself drank the fire in her mouth. The idea is that yoga means Yogamaya, and because of his being the lord of her, she took the opportunity to become the assistant in that drinking. Saying that if the devotees think of you drinking fire, this is what it means to be a devotee, that it might be burning your mouth, they will feel pain, so therefore I'll drink it. Or else it may be questioned, what is the means by which he could have drunk with his mouth? This is replied to by the words Yogadisha, where yoga means the potency, his potency of opulence. The dictionary gives this definition. So from the trouble due to entering the impenetrable forest and suffering thirst, fatigue, and so on, immediately bringing them to Bandiravan, he thus saved them. In this way, my dear friends, I've executed the counteraction of the great fire, and now you can open your eyes. And thus, addressed by Krishna, they opened their eyes once more, and they found themselves saved, and also the cows saved, and they became amazed, and such is the proper order of the ideas. And how were they brought to Bandiravan? Through the whole passage, it was done by him. That is the understanding. That should be implied. Text 15. So it was now late in the afternoon, and Lord Krishna, accompanied by Balaram, turned the cows back towards home. Playing his flute in a special way, Krishna returned to the cowherd village in the company of his cowherd friends, who chanted his glories. Srila Chakravarti Thakur again comments on 15. Janardhan suggests two things. So in this verse, Krishna is called Janardhan. So Saha Rama with Rama Balaram, Janardhana, Venam, playing his flute and herding the cows, and he returned. Janardhan suggests two things. Ardhana means pain, and it also means request. Krishna caused pain to the residents of the forest, Jana, when he decided to return home. Just contemplate on what that means. It was time for him to go home, and he, Janardhan, caused pain to the residents of the forest. Why? By leaving them for the day. And they would walk to the edge of the forest. The deers and whatever little animals were there, they would walk to the edge of the forest, and they would just simply wait there for the next day when Krishna would return. So Janardhan, he caused them pain when he decided to return home. Being anxious to meet the residents, the Jana of Braja, Krishna made the desire request. Arjuna, also Jana, made the desire to request him to come home arise in their hearts. Janardhan, who pained the forest dwellers by leaving them, and who caused the Brijvasis to request his return, entered the village playing a special tune on his celebrated flute. And the final verse, 16. The young gopis, Gopinam Paramananda Asi Govinda Darshane Charam yuga satam eva yasam yena vina bhavat. The young gopis, Paramananda, Gopinam Paramananda. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure, the Paramananda, the Supreme Ananda, in seeing Govinda come home. Since for them, even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. Purport. After saving the cowherd boys from the blazing forest fire, Krishna saved the cowherd girls from the blazing fire of separation from him. The gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, have the greatest love for Krishna, and even a single moment's separation from him seems like millions of years to them. The gopis are the greatest devotees of God, and their specific pastimes with Krishna will be described later in this work. And we'll just read the final comment of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, not a long one. Gopinam Paramananda, Asid Govinda Darshane. Although everyone was blissful when Krishna entered the village, Mother Yasoda's bliss was outstanding because of her intense parental affection. This was described in chapter 14, verse 47. That verse was, Lord, this is when Krishna entered the forest after the Brahma Vimohana Lila. After Brahma was bewildered and Agasura was killed in that, and the boys were taken. Lord Krishna, this is a description from the 14th chapter. Lord Krishna's transcendental body was decorated with peacock feathers and flowers and painted with forest minerals, and his bamboo flute loudly and festively resounded. As he called out to his calves by name, his cowherd boyfriends purified the whole world by chanting his glories. Thus Lord Krishna entered the cow pasture of his father, Nandamaraj, and the sight of his beauty at once produced a great festival for the eyes of the cowherd women. And in the purport of this verse, it says that according to Srila Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the gopis mentioned here are the elder cowherd ladies such as Mother Yasoda, who loved Krishna with parental affection. So this was describing, in that verse, it was describing, Vishwanath's comment was, although everyone was blissful when Krishna entered the village, Mother Yasoda's bliss was outstanding because of her intense parental affection. This was described in chapter 14, verse 47. Now this verse describes the extreme bliss of the Vraja Gopis, Gopinam Paramananda, headed by Radha. In terms of both quality and quantity, the Gopis' love was supreme. Parama means there was nothing beyond it. The uncommon quality of one particular gopi is being described here. This gopi experienced a moment, janam, of separation, vina, from Krishna, as 100 millenniums, yuga sitam eva. To experience a moment as 100 yugas is the quality of adirudha mahabhav, the highest state of prem, indicating attained after proceeding through rati, prema, sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, and mahabhav. According to Ujjana Lalamani, only gopis such as Sri Radha possess this type of mahabhava. So that is that chapter, the end of that chapter. Krishna swallowing the forest fire and then returning to the village of Vrindavan. So we'll stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Krishna's childhood pastimes ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Vaishnava.